USA Radio News.
President Trump says many of the 800,000 workers affected in the partial government shutdown agree that there needs to be better border security. During a press briefing at the White House, President Trump was asked if he's considering some sort of safety net for the workers affected by the shutdown.
Well, the safety net is going to be having a strong border because we're going to be safe.
During the briefing, the president confirmed he told Democratic leaders that he's willing to maintain the shutdown for months or even a year.
Absolutely, I said that. I don't think it will, but I am prepared, and I think I can speak for Republicans in the House and Republicans in the Senate. They feel very strongly about having a safe country.
Employers added 312,000 jobs in the month of December, well exceeding Wall Street's expectations for an increase of 177,000 jobs. Folks on Wall Street liked the news as the Dow was up over 740 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Investigators on Thursday released a composite sketch of a suspect in the shooting death of a 7-year-old girl in Houston. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
The family thinks the killing was racially motivated. 15-year-old sister Alexis is the only eyewitness to the shooting that claimed the life of Jasmine Barnes.
He was white and he had blue eyes, and that was it because he had a hoodie on, so I couldn't see his hair, nothing like that.
Alexis says the driver of the red pickup had a 5 o'clock shadow, not a beard. A $100,000 reward has been offered for a tip that leads to an arrest.
Police in Las Vegas are concluding their release of records and videos related to the October 1st, 2017 mass shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. The record showed video clips from over 1,000 officer body cameras, more than 1,000 audio clips of 911 calls, and about 2,000 pages of officer reports, which dealt mainly with witness statements and dispatch logs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
With the taking a knee issue no longer in the news, the NFL's ratings have seen a rebound. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
Overall, NFL ratings are up by 5% over last season, the league releasing its figures that show the average game in 2018 drew 15.8 million viewers, up from 14.9 million the year before. Average streaming viewership also rose. That was up by 86%, with a total of 13 Thursday night games that were streamed on Amazon Prime.
Researchers are still trying to figure out if artificial sugar and sweeteners is as bad for you or better for you than real sugar. David Zenzinko is author of the Zero Sugar Cookbook. He joins NBC's Today Show and talks about surveys and studies that discuss sugar, real versus fake.
Yeah, and the jury's still out on that. The study concluded that it might be better to have diet soda with artificial sweeteners rather than have sugary soda.
Zenzinko says don't fear if you have a sweet tooth.
I think the single best resolution you can make is to cut out added sugars wherever you can. And the benefits, first of all, you're going to start to lose a lot of belly fat. Some of our panelists lost up to 16 pounds in 14 days. You're then going to boost your metabolism, which in turn is going to help you eliminate bloating. You're going to help slash your diabetes risk.
Check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.